Okay. Second part two of human creation. You'll be listening a lot about Genesis, probably this year and following year. Have you ever felt that somehow your inner mind is torn apart? You desire something that is from two different perspectives. Like sometimes you really want to be with some people, but you hate at the same time to be bothered by people.
Yes.
Yeah, some of us has that experience, some of us may not. Like some people like to have, like we want to have that, but at the same time we also have another mind saying, you know, what it'll take and what bothersome trouble you might have to go through to have that. Or even if it's the same thing, you may have two different perspectives within on your own mind. And one answer to that is today's scripture reading. It is very interesting. If you read it closely and deeply, you will be more startled than actually inspired. But in a sense that there was no rain, God created everything according to this scripture, but there's no rain, so there's no shrubs, no plants. And then suddenly there's a mention of field, a ground, not the earth. You know that this empty, barren wilderness, you don't call that a field. What is a field? Field has to be connected to human cultivation. The field is already has either somewhat notion that there's an ownership involved, or it is a specified place that you will do something about. We don't just call empty whole plain as a field in that way, or ground. Because it was called earth before. So reason trying to say connection is that then there was no human to till the ground. In a way, like God was creating everything. If you follow the Genesis first, God created everything without human help. Now suddenly, in here, there's no human to till the ground, so the land was barren. And there is definitely a connection where it's going. And out of the dust of the ground. I actually checked the Hebrew word for it, and actually it stands for dust, dry dirt. You can't really form something out of the dry dirt. I mean, you gather dust. Can you make anything out of it? No, you can't. It just scatters. You need water to stick them together. But somehow, that's how it specifically says. God formed human out of dust, which is dry earth. One way to understand this is that the very integrity within us that holds us to be human may not be us making it. Maybe it is the divine influence. God is present within us. Thus, we are human. Like gravity somehow on earth, and pulling everything here, and we are all on earth and happily living on it because earth has gravity. But we don't make that gravity. We are just living because it is there. In a such a way, in another way of looking at it, if the divine presence within us goes away, what happens then? we may just scatter. Because out of dust we are made. Into dust we may become. So that's one thing, and that's about relating to our actually more physical, or according to Sirun book, outer self. It's a very vague term. Outer could mean anything. Like there's inner and outer. So it's a very comparative term. In comparison to this could be out. Like if I'm saying here, this is outer, this is inner, right? But if I have my hands here, then that is only the outer, that's inner. See, it can go like this. But in here, outer means something that is connected to, related to physical reality, or physical world, or this world. So we do have part of ourself that is given by God to live in this world and operate based on what is needed and necessary in living in this world. That's our outer self. Problem with outer self is its job will be done, therefore its purpose will be over when our life here is over. But that's not really truly us. What's truly us is our inner self. And that's the breath of life that's coming into us. We are delicately made complex beings in such a way, even the Bible reflects a long time ago. That is, we have such a, I wouldn't say dual, but it is probably spontaneous consciousness in what is materialistic and what is not. Or in this case, what is spiritual. The problem with this is that materialistic things come to us with much stronger persuasions that they are real. Or, in a way, more real. Because in many cases, what is spiritual or what is considered spiritual seem to dwell in our thoughts only. Unless you have some mystical experiences that confirms that there's something beyond that. So how do we really know or experience that we are not just our bodies? Or being spiritual doesn't mean just having thoughts in our brain. Bible is a very interesting book and very old book that kind of points to that humans are made with two different elements, especially this one that I love it. In a way, also it explains that we have many complications within our own mind and complex way of making decisions, and also change of our mind very often. One day, you are so positive and you are sure that's true and you're going to make that change. Next day, that's faraway thoughts and you like something that's exact opposite of that. If you have that experience, I would say it's normal. Why normal? Because that's what we're made. And a message, of course, is we make this positive inner side stronger and more real to us. And that's a big, huge challenge. And this is the job, actually, we need God's help the most. And that's why the Bible has to say the breath of life has to come from God and enter into us and make us living beings. living being. And this living being means not living before other people, living biologically. We become living being before God. Meaning, we become living being like God is living. Meaning, again, we become something's close, similar, competitive to God. And that's what Genesis is telling us, in a way, in this very simple story. That we have this inner presence and a destiny to follow, and there is a big fulfillment that's coming in. And all the help we need is actually available and present within. As I was mentioning, the very truth that our life is kind of... I mentioned this once, I shared, but considering all the selfishness of the people in the world, all the materialism and that is all over the world, and all the bad things that could be done to us and the world, we are still making it. And somewhat, world is still kind of held to a degree with the good integrity. I mean, doesn't that surprise you? I praise God and thank God every day for that. You know, considering all the things that could happen, and all the opportunities that things could go in a wrong way to all the way extreme. We have weapons that's made to kill us, what, 100 times now? Yet, things are kept in a relatively in safe and positive way that most people on earth are somehow still having a life, which is pretty good. And I thank God for that. So to me, that's God's inner presence bringing this thing together. And I believe that's exactly happening within us too. So, my encouragement today to you is, yes, it's hard, but go within yourself, inner thoughts, and hopefully find there's a presence of God within you. Something that is holding you, something that is telling you that's not true. The darkness is not within you. You are made of light. There is that voice within you. Please find it and be within it, because that's the presence of God within you.